Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. I want to thank those folks, too, for the coffee and coffee mugs over the holidays. I'm drinking my coffee right now out of my Fresh Roasted Hosting mug with the logo designed by our own Chad Rock McComsey here at Mind. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that. I'm keeping it local with the coffee, too. I'm living here in wonderful Lititz, Pennsylvania. And I've got Whiff Coffee Roasters about three blocks from my house. And it's amazing. My wife and I go there. It's the only place we get coffee anymore. It's three blocks away. Big room. Sacks and sacks of fresh coffee. They roast it and they grind it right there for you. It's amazing. I'm sipping on their Three Amigos blend right now. And I'm caffeinated. We're caffeinated. And we're here for you to help you get the best out of your website. And we're just going to try to make this quagmire of getting a website built and getting it found make more sense for you, so you can make better website decisions all the way around. We want to educate you. We want to empower you. So if you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that enticing ask a question button to your right on our website. Seriously, though, don't be shy. There's no question too minute or whatever to be answered. Send them to us. I remember seeing George Thorogood and the Destroyers on a tour back. I won't talk about how long ago that was. It was back when I was in college. And I saw them twice on this tour at these dive bars in Louisiana. And the tour was called No Hall Too Small, No Bar Too Far. They play any place that would book them. However big it was, they were playing small theaters, and they were also playing dive bars. And they were rocking the house just all the way around. But there was no place that was too small for them to play. So just like George Thorogood, the example he has set for us all. We'll take any of your questions. Bring them to us. That's why we're here. Now, as I touched on in last week's podcast, this show is going to be a doozy for you. It's all about what you don't want to know about the search engines, but really should. And I touched on things like common courtesy in last week's podcast. And the funny part of all this is the whole purpose of these algorithms and these changes and blah, 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 blah with the search engines is they're just trying to get it right. They're just trying to deliver the right search results when you or I go online for a search. But they have to deal with so many people trying to game the system. You know, it's why we are where we are. So the truth of the matter is, if everybody had done things right from the very beginning, you wouldn't be listening to me blathering about it right now. The environment would be totally different. Common courtesy and just good thought processes. That's a big part of what you don't want to know about the search engines, but you really should. There are many things that are not that complicated. I'm talking Google, Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuckGo. I'm name dropping like they're my homies, yo. What you don't know, but you should know about the search engines is right in front of you. It's vital to understand how it evolves and that it is evolving if you want to get the most out of your SEO. Out of your social, out of your internet marketing as a whole this year. I'm going to divide that, you know, what you don't want to know about the search engines into a few chunks here, but I'm going to start off with this piece of information, which really sets the tone for everything. And I want you to listen real closely here. This sets the tone for everything I'm about to tell you. It's a deprogramming of sorts and a pulling back of the proverbial veil. You must get out of the mindset that you want someone to get you on the first page of Google. When you're approaching your SEO, I want you to get out of that mindset right now. I know this sounds crazy because you want to rank as well as possible, but you must get out of the mindset that you want an SEO to get you on the first page of Google. It's far more competitive now than it was 5-6 years ago. Having this mindset, I want to be on the first page of Google. Everybody does. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants to be on the first page of Google. Everybody can't be. So you have to get more granular with how you look at things. Having that mindset of I want to get on the first page of Google, that makes you vulnerable to all of the SEO snake oil salesmen that are in abundance today. That makes you vulnerable to those email inquiries you receive in your inbox where someone magically knows that you need help with your website. I got news for you. It ain't magic. Give me 5 minutes or less with your website with no login creds. Give me 5 minutes or less with your website and I can find things you need to fix from an SEO standpoint. I guarantee you. This mindset makes you vulnerable to those SEOs that tell you what you want to hear. They tell you that they can get you to the top of the search engines in whatever search you want to be at the top for. Have you heard that one before? If you take a moment to think about the logistics of this, you'll be shaking your head just like I do. Everybody can't be number one. The fact that the goal of being at the top of the search engines has become a sales pitch is almost laughable. In fact, it's not almost laughable. It is laughable. If an SEO is telling you that they can make you number one, then they're also telling other people that, including your competitors. It's what you want to hear. It no longer becomes about the truth. It becomes about what you want to hear. And never mind the fact that Google tells you in their best practices that if you do everything right, they still cannot guarantee where you will rank. This is the the number one search engine by a long shot. And they're telling you that in their best practices. This is because if everyone engages in best practices, there can still only be one number one. It's logistics, people. You and every one of your competitors is doing a different percentage of things right and wrong. And those factors are what determine who appears ahead of who in the SERPs, the search engine result pages. I mean, it's really ridiculous, but it's a serious problem because too many of you don't want to know the truth. You're not seeking the truth about how to improve your ranking and online visibility. You're looking for the next person who can tell you what you want to hear. The next person to tell you that they can get you to the top of the search engines, unlike the people you wasted your time with before. You're looking for the next person who can tell you that. In even more convincing fashion than the last SEO who told you the exact same thing and then took your money. That's what you don't want to know. So many of you are looking for that next person who can tell you exactly what the last person told you in more convincing fashion. So you'll feel better about spending your money with them as opposed to the person before. Now, the other factors we're going to be looking at here shortly. Search engines have learned that they can't trust our websites. Search engines have learned they can't trust our links and linking behavior. Search engines have learned that they can't trust our online reviews. Search engines have basically learned they can't trust us. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Those three factors and a couple of bonus factors there too. When we come back, I'll touch on each of those factors and help make your search engine ranking picture just a little more clear.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. We're discussing the truth about search engines this week. The truth, what you really don't want to know. The purpose of this podcast episode, yes, I'm having an episode here, kind of like a temper tantrum. The purpose of this episode is to reset your mindset and reset your expectations with regard to SEO and really all of your internet marketing efforts. What worked 5-6 years ago is old news and does not work anymore, or does not work to the degree that it used to. Now, I highlighted three factors just before the break, and we'll be discussing those factors now. To recap, those three factors are: 1, search engines have learned that they can't trust our websites and take them at face value. 2, search engines have learned that they can't trust our links and linking behavior and take them at face value. And 3, search engines have learned they can't trust our online reviews and take them at face value. What do all three of these factors have in common? There are two main, really major things that they have in common. First, they're all about trust. The search engines have learned they can't trust us to tell them, basically, here's what our site is about. We're too busy worrying about you know, little things to give us an edge on whoever. Trying to get that edge on our competition and drilling it to the point where it's ridiculous and we are overstepping the bounds of ethics. You know, therefore, the search engines don't trust us. Second, they're a natural progression, an evolution, if you will, to find trustworthy resources. Now, about that first part, trust. Search engines can't trust our websites and take them at face value. Well, thanks to keyword stuffing and other on-site spam tactics that too many businesses have employed over the last 6 years or so, Google and really all of the search engines have learned that they can't trust our websites to actually be what we tell them our website is. If you're a website that sells hot tubs, the search engines need further clarification that your website is actually a website that sells hot tubs. You know, basically, just because you have some headings on your pages that include the word hot tubs, and because your descriptions of your products include the word hot tubs, search engines don't necessarily trust that anymore because it's been spammed to such a huge degree. It's admittedly frustrating for those of you who are trying to do things right. But as happens in life, those of us who are trying to do things right have to constantly jump through more and more hoops because of those people who are trying to game the system rather than work fairly within it and therefore cause constant changes to that system. Unnecessary changes, really. Or changes that should be unnecessary. Search engines can't trust our links and linking behavior and take them at face value. Well, thanks to all of those SEOs and business people who set up myriad websites to link to their main site and try to fool the search engines into thinking that they're more popular than they are, links have been severely devalued since Penguin was introduced in 2012. Links are still valuable, mind you. They are a part of the equation. They are a signal, if you will, but they're not the major factor that they once were. Are you noticing a pattern here? In the beginning, search engines trusted our sites to legitimately be what we said they were. Once people noticed that the placement and saturation of certain keywords would get you better search engine ranking, the placement and saturation of those keywords was overdone by enough businesses to where the search engines decided they didn't trust, they just overall didn't trust our sites at face value anymore. So they decided they could better trust the number of websites linking to your website. So the search engines, determining that they can't necessarily trust the site owner, they decided to trust those people linking to the website in question. Site owners then realized that they could manipulate the number of inbound links to their websites through link wheels, through comment abuse in various social forums, through buying irrelevant links blindly, etc. And enough site owners did this to where the search engines then realized they couldn't trust inbound links anymore. And Google made their statement with the Penguin update, which put a lot of people out of business for using these link tactics. So the search engines, in a natural progression, they decided to weigh online reviews more heavily into their ranking algorithms. As we all know, this got messy too. You had too many businesses manufacturing their own five-star reviews, and some businesses stooping so low as to pay people to leave bad reviews on their competitors' online profiles. Or some of those business owners were doing it themselves, you know? Are you seeing the natural progression away from us as site owners, away from us and in the direction of those who may be talking about us? It's the same progression that has happened with businesses and consumers over the past 40 years, where consumers are tired of the sales pitches that they have heard generation after generation for the last 40 plus years because we no longer believe them. Therefore, consumers look to online reviews and conversations on social media platforms to determine what they think of you. These same alleged sales and marketing types have now succeeded in driving a wedge between the search engines and your business as well. Don't forget that the organic search results are loyal to no one. Search engines are trying to find the most reliable data to define our sites in organic searches and deliver the most relevant results in the SERPs. So now that the search engines don't even trust our online reviews like they once did, because too many people have been caught stuffing the proverbial ballot box, search engines are now using more social media signals because of the understanding that businesses have less ability to manipulate social media engagement numbers. Think about that for a moment. Search engines love scraping social media data because it's more evident. Well, number one, because the results are more pure. They're getting actual conversation about you and whatever it is you do or whatever products you offer. But they love scraping social media also because it's more evident who's trying to cheat the system. For instance, if you have 20,000 likes on Facebook, but you only get a mere handful of likes on your blog post and rare comments, search engines can, more often than not, assume that you bought your likes. Therefore, your social signals will be negatively impacted in the search algorithms. This, friends, is why 2015 is truly the year of engagement in your SEO plan. The evolution of SEO involves an evolution to include more and more factors that you can't control, that we can't control. We can influence, but not control them. The easy factors, keywords, links, they've all been devalued by those who have abused them. So we have more and more hoops to jump through to get found online. We can't forget those basics, the keywords, the links. But we've got more signals to be concerned about when it comes to getting found online. Now, I'm going to repeat what I said at the outset of this podcast because this information needs to be ingrained in your thought processes. You must get out of the mindset that you want someone to get you on the first page of Google. This makes you vulnerable to all of the SEO snake oil salesmen. This makes you vulnerable to those email inquiries you receive in your inbox where someone wants to help you with your website. This mindset makes you vulnerable to those SEOs that tell you what you want to hear. It's not any big, incredible secret. It's a matter of searching for truth rather than searching for what you want to hear. Set your sights on improving your current ranking and online presence one step at a time. Even if you can make it to number one in any categories that you covet, it takes time. As you improve naturally with best practices, you will get more traffic and your business will grow naturally to give you a foundation you can rely on for years to come. And by doing it naturally, you'll build more real trust with the search engines. Thank you again for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Thanks all to you that are listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. And thanks for all the love on Pinterest. Mind Your Business podcast is presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Don't forget, send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page on the website, or email us at info@minddnd.com. We'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.